And Jesus said, don't yoke yourself up among unbelievers. So why yoke up to an organization when the kingdom of God is offered to you that you're born into it? And there's not a hypocrite in it. All pure, unadulterated sons and daughters of God that believe His Word from Genesis to Revelation. It stays within Him. Their life proves it, and God confirms His Word to it.
Hallelujah.
That's the Messiah. That's the wife of Messiah. God sets in that system, teachers, pastors, prophets, and so forth, to keep that Messiahship of His straight in there. Not mixed up with denominational creeds, but weeds that thing out and keep the church pure, unadulterated to Christ. Amen. And His Word. You think the church will receive that? They'll kick it out. They won't nothing to do with it. They got their own political system. And as the United States got its genius, so is the church going to get its genius. You look at it, you just watch. It's on its road right now. They've done twisted themselves into it. But we got a kingdom. And in this kingdom it has eternal life. Not membership, but eternal life. And it is governed by an eternal king. An eternal kingdom full of eternal life, controlled by an eternal king to an eternal people that were predestinated before the foundation of the world. For those who He foreknew, He called, and those who He called, He justified, and those who He justified, He has glorified.
Amen.
Hebrews 11. That's right. That depends on what you're looking for. If you're Abraham, you're looking for that kingdom. I can show it to you this morning. Yes, sir. Now, an eternal kingdom full of eternal life, controlled by an eternal king, by His eternal word, to a predestinated eternal people.